This is KCUR 89.3. What if the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima in 1945 failed to detonate? A writer and an artist asked that question in an Open Spaces exhibition at the Truman Library. As KCUR contributor Ann Knickendorf reports, their thought experiment is trickier than it sounds.
There is reason to believe that the Japanese city of Hiroshima, approximately the size of Memphis or Seattle or Rochester, New York, no longer exists.
President Truman had authorized an atom bomb that destroyed a city in a matter of minutes. Fong Wen has spent a lot of time thinking about that weapon, which scientists, including Albert Einstein, later questioned.
Einstein always regretted signing the letter to President Roosevelt, which said that we need to develop a doomsday weapon because Germany is working on one and we need to build it faster.
Wen is an English professor at the University of Missouri. He wrote a story titled Einstein Saves Hiroshima.
This is supposing that he made a different choice and didn't sign the letter, and it didn't have the full funding and backing of the government, and they tried to launch the weapon before it was ready.
And instead of detonating, fell to the earth and fell through a growth of cherry blossoms and eventually became this memorial to what could have happened.
Sarah Wen is Fong Wen's wife. He's the writer, she's the artist. Their idea of the atomic bomb landing with a thud was so powerful that the Wing Luke Museum of the Asian American Experience in Seattle asked the couple to create a piece for its exhibition about the absurdity of war.
So in the piece, three white cherry blossom scrolls represent what actually did happen when the bomb fell and the trees were stripped of their bark and these white skeletons were left.
Sarah Wen is a mixed media artist and doesn't typically work in sculpture, so she asked her friend Justin Shaw to help.
She wanted a historically accurate, to the inch, basically replica, which was kind of hard to research, right? It's hard to find specs on things like bombs, and you also want to be careful, right, when you're searching on the internet for that kind of information.
The sculpture is a life-sized replica of the bomb. It looks like it fell on the floor of the Truman Library and rusted as moss grew over it. Cherry blossoms are scattered over the top. And though it's oddly lovely, its installation there might strike some people as ironic or insulting.
I'm not condemning Truman's choice in dropping the bomb by imagining a world in which we never did, but instead am posing the question, are there limits to the spirit of scientific exploration?
They had three bombs, and Truman didn't allow the third bomb to be dropped. And the reason is because he saw the devastation. No one knew what they were releasing when they dropped these two bombs.
The atomic bomb is too dangerous to be loose in a lawless world. It is an awful responsibility which has come to us. We thank God that it has come to us instead of to our enemies.
Sometimes all we need to do is see a power of what could have been.
The Wens invite viewers to participate.
There's the cherry blossom scroll that frames the piece. There's the sculpture. But then there are paper cherry blossoms that are pink. And so they represent the present and the future. And those the visitors can write on. They can say a wish to, and they can place it on the piece itself. What are Americans' hopes and dreams for the future?
We shall someday move on into a new era, a wonderful golden age, an age when we can use the peaceful tools that science has forged for us and do away with poverty and human misery everywhere on Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the President of the United States. And now, our national anthem.
People have already been writing on the cherry blossoms. Some wishes are personal, but others clearly long for the golden age Truman had in mind. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Ann Knickendorf.
Sarah and Fong Wen's sculpture is up at the Truman Museum and Library through the end of October.